meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, one of the definite things of the lessons today is we really don't see our own sin at times. Sometimes a little slightly indirect story might help us become aware. And then it's like, oops, it was about me. I didn't realize. But anyway, the last few weeks, we've heard a lot about faith, love, grace, and strength. But it's the what do we do with God's gifts? Because all of these, faith, love, grace, and strength, are God's gifts to us. So what is it that we do with these gifts? What do we do with it? What have we done with all of God's grace and gifts? Or what will we do with all of God's gifts? And maybe sometimes we might want to ask ourselves, what have we not done with all the gifts that God has given us? Well, we need help, but we've got it, because we have our God. God the Father created, Jesus Christ saves, and He redeems us each and every day. And the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. The Holy Spirit makes us holy, makes us good, so that we can follow and be strengthened by God's presence. So we might want to ask ourselves, are we faithful? Are we interested? Are we excited about Jesus being our Lord and our Savior? Are we aware of our sins? Are we aware of the needs of other people? Are we aware of God's will for us and what He wants us to do as individuals and also as a community, a church, the body of Christ? So like those in the lessons today, are we sinners or are we saints? Well, maybe we're a little bit of both at one time or another in our lives. But today, right today, we can choose to start all over again through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ to serve God the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because what we also learn in these lessons today is that God, His forgiveness is yesterday, His forgiveness is today, His forgiveness is tomorrow. God's forgiveness is eternal, as is His love, and it's unconditional. But it's up to us to make the change. And there's another but, and you know there's always a but. So what I'd like you to do is open your lectionary to the song. And please bring the lectionaries home with you this week. And maybe take time, or make a little bit of time to read it, to maybe reread it, to reflect on it, to reflect on what God is teaching us personally, and also how God guides us. So here we go, the first one. And what a relief this is. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are put away. Well, I can't think of anything better. You know, I might think, oh, I'd rather win the lottery, $360 million, but if my sins were never forgiven, and I would never enter into the kingdom of heaven when I die, what would I really rather have? $360 million to have a good time for me? Or would I rather have a relationship with the Lord and His forgiveness for all of my sins? So when our sins are put away, that's a joy. And then it says, happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and whose spirit there is no guile. God knows if we're malicious or just plain maybe a little dumb or selfish or self-centered. and we just sin. But someone who has no guile, someone that is not deceptive, has no malice, doesn't have a hidden agenda, and we can't fool God with our inner thoughts and hearts. So when we start judging others, we better stop. Because only God knows what really is in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, and in our actions, and what's behind it. But no matter how we sin or why we sin, it's still a sin. But we are not to judge. And then I have to admit, I like verse number 4. It says, "For your hand, God's hand, was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of the day." In other words, the author of the song had a conscience. Ever do something wrong and it just bugs you? Day after day, moment after moment, until you finally say to God, "Wow, I have messed up. I have failed you, and I have failed others. And I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have sinned." That's a conscience. And then 5, "Then I acknowledge my sin to you." When we finally recognize our sin, then we start to admit it, at least to God. Because of his guiding and his teaching, he makes us aware. Because we cannot conceal our guilt, no matter what. And then here's the good news. "So I said, I confess my transgressions to the Lord. And then you forgave me the guilt of my sin." One time I did a kid's sermon, but the adults liked it too, in Tunkhannock, and I got a big pencil with a big eraser and a bunch of little pencils and gave them all out. And I told them, Jesus is like the big eraser in the sky. And when we go to him, he erases out all of our sins because he loves us that much and he wants us to have a relationship with him that is faithful and true, filled with grace, filled with power of the Holy Spirit, and filled with love. And then 7, "Therefore all the faithful will make their prayers to you, to God, in time of their trouble, their sin, or their pain. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. So our Lord protects us." And then 8, here's a verse of comfort and peace. "You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble." Can you imagine sitting back in a chair, having a comforter all around you, warm and cozy, feeling safe, feeling protected, love, no rejection, just total acceptance and forgiveness? That's what it's like when we sit in the lap of our God. And then 9, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye." And then God says, "Don't be like a horse or a mule." In other words, don't be stubborn. Because a horse and a mule has no understanding, who must be fitted with the bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. God never forces us to stay by him. God desires our love. God desires our closeness, our relationship, but he never forces. It's up to us to want to be with our God. And then, "Great tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord." God doesn't go around zapping everybody. What happens is because it's self-inflicted when we live in sin. It's not a punishment. Sin happens, and then consequences happen. But God loves us no matter what. And then finally, the last verse. "Joy. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord." Whether we're sinners or saints, when we turn to the Lord, we become righteous because of our Lord, not ourselves. "So be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart." So if you don't mind, let's say together verse 12, just one more time, and realize the love that God has for us. And then change all of us make a point to change today and try to follow our Lord just a little bit better in this world. Be glad,
ye righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart.